talking about our home. Talk about me and you. Things we'll do or say at our home. Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Hold on to me as we go. As we roll down this unfamiliar road. This wave is stringing us along. Just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January. Also, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, Charleston's only open-air home show, which takes place every April. And also the Charleston Fall Home Show, which will be coming up in August back at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's show is coming to you from Stephen Shell Living, which is an awesome home decor retailer in Mount Pleasant, and there really is a Stephen Shell, and we're going to be talking to the founder of Stephen Shell Living, Stephen Shell, and a very interesting interview with him and how he comes up with all of the different designs for his home decor items. Also, we'll be talking with Ben Heckman. He has a brand new business called Enhance Revolutionary Wood Renewal. Also, Brian Fletcher with Jilco Kitchen and Bath, Kimberly Tall with Aiden Fabrics, and also Holly Wells with Elegant Hardwood Floors. Well, as you may have heard, we opened today's show with Philip Phillips, and the title of that song is "Home," from the album The World from the Side of the Moon, and we're going to begin playing clips of different songs that have a home theme throughout the song, and we're starting off with Philip Phillips, and in the subsequent weeks, if you have a favorite song that has a home theme to it, and you'd like us to play it on the beginning of our radio show, Talking About a Home, just go to our Facebook page and the Charleston Home and Design Magazine Facebook page and make a comment with the request. And if we choose your request, we'll send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Stephen Shell Living, located at 642 Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant in the Bottles Shopping Plaza, right next to Wild Wing Cafe. And now we're talking with the man behind Stephen Shell Living, Stephen Shell. How are you doing, sir?
Good. Great, thank you very much.
Good, just fine. Stephen, thank you first of all for hosting today's radio show, and take a moment and tell everybody about Stephen Shell Living.
I opened a store 3 years ago with a view to bringing my daughter, my son-in-law, and my not-yet-born grandson over from London to join me here in America. I ended up in Mount Pleasant, and we sell our own products, which is Stephen Shell's own brand. We sell some other designers like Bramble. We sell accessories from all around the world. I source things from all over. And primarily, we sell... This is our only factory store. So,
are there other Stephen Shell locations?
This is the only... This is our only factory store. So we supply all different stores in America. You can buy a product and in other countries, but this is the only store directly linked to us.
I got
the company.
I see. I see. You know, when it's a pretty bold move to when you brand your store with your own name. What is it about? Can you describe what the Stephen Shell brand is?
Yeah, I'm an egomaniac, and so 25 years ago in England, I was fluffing around looking for a name to start off my new company. I used to be an antique dealer. I got into Indonesian furniture, and we're scrambling around for a name. And so I called it Stephen Shell. And as you can imagine, I like the sound of that. And it seems to have been quite successful. So, so Stephen Shell London is the name of our main company, and this is Stephen Shell Living.
Gotcha. When kind of describe what someone will experience when they walk into Stephen Shell Living here in Mount Pleasant.
Well, the most important thing I wanted to do was for people to have fun and feel good. And, you know, people say, compared to like being the anthropology of furniture, we even get kids even like being in this store. You know, guys like being in this store. People just like hanging out in this store. We get people who come in just to hang out here. It's a fun, cool place to be. And it's good to sell stuff and earn money, but it's great. All the staff are happy. None of our staff get paid commission. It's just a real nice energy. And, yeah, I'm really happy with it.
We're sitting at a beautiful dining room table, which happens to have another dining room table on top of it, with what looks like an end table on top of that. I mean, things are literally stacked to the ceiling here at Stephen Shell Living in Mount Pleasant. And looking around, I see all these unique lighting fixtures. See some that are made out of iron, some that are made out of rope, others made out of distressed wood. Rustic looking wood and painted distressed wood. There are sofas. There are too many home decor decorating items to mention. What am I missing?
The canoes outside. So there's canoes outside. There's some old English antiques in here. There's all weird funky stuff. Yeah, you know, we've got jewellery. I buy silver ladies' jewellery, handcrafted in Thailand. I've got fragrances like Tokyo Milk. It's all different things. We've got bags, we've got jewellery, just the whole thing. And it's funny you should say about stacking up. You know, we opened up this store and it was 5,000 square feet. And it was just rammed to the rafters, full of furniture. And we were just doing amazing business, absolutely amazing. And so we doubled it in size in, October, November of last year. And it's just been amazing. I mean, our growth is, you know, it's huge. We get people come from all over, from different states to come and see us now. And now, as you observe, you know, within a few months, we're back up to the same thing. You know, we just stacked to the rafters. But, you know, we shift probably about 500 pieces of furniture a month out of here, which is huge for this size of a store.
Right, right. What I find interesting is you are kind of the – you travel around the world. You're the one who finds – all of these items, and or and you even design some of these items that you'll see here. And while we're lucky enough in the Charleston area to have the Stephen Shell Living outlet store, an actual retail store, you're supplying some of the same items that you see here to other retailers around the United States.
Yes, so about 70% of what is in here is my own brand, Stephen Shell brand, which I've designed. And yeah, you know, we supply all different stores. I don't really know. It's a few hundred different outlets that we supply. It was up to about 20 different countries at one point, so mm-hmm. I'm not sure where we stand with that now.
Hmm.
So, yeah, primarily it's what we do. And, you know, the great thing is with that, the girls who work here and my son-in-law, who's my partner and manager in this, everyone has an input. Now, everyone has a go at moving the furniture around. You know, the girls help choose the accessories. They do a great job. They're local ladies. And, you know, we buy from American companies as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a great mix in here. And everyone's personality is a part of what we have today.
Mm-hmm. Where do a lot of the items you mentioned that some of these some of the items here at Stephen Shell Living are actual antiques, and then a lot of them are meant to kind of look like they're antique. They're kind of they've got that rustic, distressed look to them.
Yeah, a bit like myself. Really. So a lot of our finishing is like a distressed look, and a lot of the stuff is, you know, not a great deal. As I said, I'm an antique dealer. You know, I used to deal antiques in London when I was 14, and my heart is still there, I mm-hmm. think. So this is the nearest thing I can do, probably, to earning money and having fun. The antique market is dead and gone maybe 20 years ago now. So, a lot of I just look for stuff that's cool and different. You know, mm-hmm. we now do modern furniture as well. You know, mm-hmm. we've got some mid-century modern, we have contemporary, we've got transitional. You know, we've got the whole thing going on, but it's just it's not a real generic look here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's more for people who think outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who are more individuals and are looking for something a little bit different from what they get in the normal furniture store.
Mm-hmm. Who leads who? Do you lead the customer, or does the customer lead Stephen Shell Living? In other words, are your customers telling you what they would like to see and then you're designing it, or are you designing it with the hope that it will appeal to the public?
I have always really and truly just done what I feel like. And if people like it, it's great. And if they don't, they don't. And obviously we don't, you know, this is where my son-in-law, Paul, who manages the store, is great. He listens more to what the people here want.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of half listen to what the people want everywhere else. But, you know, the thing is, you can please some of the people some of the time, but you can't please all the people all the time. So, you know, it's like trying to keep a lady pleased, right? It's never really going to happen, right? So you just
do your best
and run with it and do what I instinctively feel is good. Everything I do and design is done with a great deal of passion.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I do that, things seem to be good. Mm-hmm. You know, if I ever start trying to do things to appease everybody and to earn money, it doesn't go as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I just try and make something that's fun and nice and I think people will enjoy, it goes well.
Mm-hmm. And nothing is cheap, and I don't mean price wise, I mean quality wise here. I mean, it looks like solid wood. You're not going to buy particle board or anything like that.
We don't sell particle board. Not that there's anything wrong with it. If you see a piece of our furniture next to a piece of furniture that's made in particle board, you'll see why. But virtually all of our furniture is solid wood. Most of it's solid mahogany. It's all bench made, hand finished. You know, our glass is hand beveled. All of our hardware is hand cast from brass. So it's all these things. Our backboards are solid mahogany backboards.
Mm-hmm.
Every piece of furniture I sell, we plant a tree for. So we're up to about nearly 500,000 trees planted. Where the factory where it's made, we have no child labour. Everyone has health insurance. Most of our workers get probably at least 50% more than the minimum wage there. There's 2,000 people who work in the factory.
Interesting. Well, how can folks get more information about Stephen Shell Living and tell everyone where the Stephen Shell Living outlet store here is located?
Well, the best thing to do is come and see it for yourself. And, you know, we've become a bit of a destination. People who come into town and the relatives come in, they say, oh, I had to bring them in to see this. You know, we're almost like a... You know, like a little restaurant or something somewhere.
A tourist destination.
Yeah, it's great. we love it. And we're on Coleman Boulevard, Moultrie Plaza, in the Bottles Plaza, just behind Wild Wings. And come in now. I think you'd be pleasantly surprised.
Very good. All right. Well, we have been talking with the Stephen Shell of Stephen Shell Living here in Mount Pleasant, located at 642 Coleman Boulevard. In the Bottle Shopping Plaza, right next to Wild Wing Cafe. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Stephen Shell Living, located at 642 Coleman Boulevard in the Moultrie Plaza, right next to Wild Wing Cafe. And now we're talking with Ben Heckman with Enhance Revolutionary Wood Renewal. How are you doing, Ben?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
Good. Ben, take a moment and tell everybody about Enhance Revolutionary Wood Renewal.
Sure. So our process is a wood renewal business. When I say wood renewal, think of refinishing. And I can do cabinets and floors, even do furniture, basically any hardwood surface. And I can restore the luster and shine and bring old cabinets and floors back to life.
Very good. And when you say cabinets, what kind of cabinets? Are you referring to kitchen cabinets?
Yes, sir. Kitchen cabinets, bathroom cabinets, even done cabinets in bedrooms.
Very good. I've got our old house where we're renting it out now, and we've got these older oak cabinets. They're stained. They look just like my mother's cabinets at home where she lives. At one point we were going to paint them, and she said, oh, don't paint them. You know, they're stained. And, you know, so we took her advice, but as it turns out, it's a very dated look. And so, how could Enhance Revolutionary Wood Renewal help us?
Yeah, so my process is great for individuals like yourself that are renting homes, because most of my services can be done in a very short amount of time, one day to as little as 5 days, so depending on the level of service. What's great about Enhance is that we love taking old cabinets and old floors and making them look brand new. We have three basic levels of service. We have a basic renewal, which is something that we would take the floors and the cabinets, and if it was just time for a little refresh, then we would do that. That's our base level service. And then we have the color shift, which is a service that takes the original finish and just changes the shade a shade or two, and then we have a color change, which completely changes the look of your cabinets from a, you know, a wood grain or a dated wood to whatever color you want. Right now, gray and antique white seem to be the most popular colors.
Interesting. So, in my case, I've got that the stained oak cabinetry. It's pretty solid boxes. I think they're like 3/4 plywood, so good quality. Would you be able to change that stain into like a painted surface like you were just mentioning?
Absolutely. And that's one of my most popular services right now. And the great thing about Enhance is, like I said, is it doesn't take 7 days or 6 months if you're getting it completely redone. My process, I have a... it's a UV light component in my finish, and I hit it with the UV light. So I compare it to if you've ever been to a dentist and mm-hmm. you've had a filling, and he hits you with this UV light. And
it's
it
a ends, blue, kind
and
of a
blue
light.
Light, right, exactly. And so my process, I hit it with a UV light, and it cures it instantly. Real quick story, I just got married 3 weeks ago.
Congratulations.
And thank you, thank you. And we had a welcome party at my in-laws, and I actually did the living room floors the day of the welcome party. Mm-hmm. And by the time I was done, we were able to have the people at the party help me move the furniture back onto the floors.
Wow.
So it's a factory finish. It's just as hard as a factory finish, if not harder. And again, you're able to use your kitchen cabinets and your floors same day.
Hmm. You didn't have to ask guests to take off their high heels?
No.
That's
nope.
A common thing with newly finished wood. You don't want to...
Yep.
You know, until they cure a bit, it could cause some damage.
Absolutely. And that's what's great about the UV finish, the coating, is it does cure instantly. Hmm. You can get back on it with the dogs and the high heels. You know, we recommend that you protect your floors as much as you can to extend the life of the finish. But ultimately, yeah, it's user ready.
Hmm. Very good. So Enhance Revolutionary Wood Renewal, you folks are primarily working with homeowners in existing houses then, is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct. Our service, we can do new and raw wood finishes, but really what we're looking to do is it's a green option for homeowners that are looking to get a new look but don't really want to fill a landfill with their existing cabinets when there's nothing really wrong with the wood other than the color or maybe some damage. Mm-hmm. That we can definitely fix. So again, our option is environmentally friendly. It is a water-based polyurethane, so it's non-toxic. We have no dust, no odor, is kind of our tagline. The time saving aspect of what we do is really the big piece, the big selling point of Enhanced Wood Renewal.
You know, I like being as green as possible as long as it's not, you know, that much more expensive than what I would normally pay for maybe a non-green or traditional product. How do the prices compare? If someone were thinking about replacing their cabinetry in their kitchen or maybe that vanity in their bathroom, if the cabinetry boxes are in pretty decent shape, what's the difference in price between like replacing your cabinetry versus using Enhanced Revolutionary Wood Renewal?
So that's a great conversation that I always love to have with a homeowner that's already talked to a general contractor, and they've been sticker shocked by what it's going to take to replace their entire cabinetry. So on average, to completely replace your cabinets, I'm about a one-tenth of the cost of that. To get them resurfaced, which is sand them down to bare wood and get them refinished, I'm about one-fifth of the cost of that. So, again, I'm a economically friendly option. I'm quick, and we're able to get you back into your home relatively quickly.
Hmm. And so we've been focusing a lot on cabinetry, but when it comes to, like, wood floors, Enhanced Revolutionary Wood Renewal, you folks will come in and sand the floors down. Is that correct?
Not exactly. So we actually just screen the floors. What we do is we build onto the existing finish. Now, I just did a quote this morning, and it was a home built in the 1920s and original floors in the kitchen, and a lot of the areas have gone down to the raw wood. So we're able to go ahead and protect that with stains and finishes and that kind of thing, and then a sealer, and then we use our Lightspeed Plus finish, and we're able to blend in the colors and protect the floors as well as a factory finish right from day one. Again, now floors and cabinets, they're only new one time. And so my service is able to restore a lot of the luster and shine and bring the life back into it.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Is that when you sand, you're basically roughing up then the floors so that it doesn't have to be like a dustless system or something like that?
So there is a minimal amount, but it's all captured through our air purifying system. So it never gets spread through the home. And a lot of what we do is the prep work, is the cleaning and making sure that everything is ready to go and clean the air vents and that kind of thing. But the primary reason for the prep work is adhesion. We want to make sure that our finish is going to be there for 5 to 10 years, which is the basic lifespan of a wood finish.
Off-gassing is one of those terms that you hear a lot associated with paint and the VOCs, or the volatile organic compounds, that the kind of like the smell you smell when you with a freshly painted room. Is there a lot of off-gassing as it relates to the finishes that Enhanced Revolutionary Wood Renewal uses?
So it's nowhere near what a traditional finish or a stain or even a paint has. There is a faint odor, but again, it doesn't. It diminishes within 30 minutes of when we apply it and when we cure it. So it's not a lingering effect at all. And that's why we're able to say that it's no odor, because it really there isn't any in the long term. So,
And when it comes to refinishing furniture, do people bring the furniture to you, or does an Enhanced Revolutionary Wood Renewal go to them?
We can do either way. We can go to you, or you can come to us. We traditionally will come to you and pick up the furniture and take it back to where we need to do the work. But it's totally up to the customer. If they feel more comfortable with leaving the product at the home, we can definitely do that. A lot of what we do is in the customer's home, in the garage, or wherever. We've got equipment that we use that protects the customer's home, and we're able to finish our process in a timely manner.
Good deal. We're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you, how did you get into this business with Enhanced Revolutionary Wood Renewal?
Yeah, great question. So I've been a do-it-yourselfer for a long, long time, and I've been in retail management for over 20 years, and it was just time for a change. And my father-in-law actually saw an in-flight magazine for an ad for Enhanced, so this is a franchise, and thought of me. And the more I researched it, the more I felt like this was a perfect fit for me and this time in my life. And so far, it's been fantastic. It's a great product. It's a great system, and look forward to helping everybody in the Lowcountry.
Well, the nice thing about owning a franchise is somebody else has already made all the mistakes. That's... and they've done all the due diligence and figured out what works and what doesn't work. And so when they start franchising, it means that everything is working top notch.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the great thing about the franchise that I have is the parent company, actually, they have two branches. They have the Enhanced franchise, and then they also have Chem Dry. So we have a relationship there. The other big piece is that we are in a certified vendor with the Home Depot. So if you have any questions about the process, feel free to stop by a Home Depot store in your area.
Well, how can folks get more information about Enhanced Revolutionary Wood Renewal here in Charleston?
Absolutely. So you can visit our website at enhance.com/Charleston. That is NHANCE.com/Charleston. We also have a Facebook page, and it's Enhanced Wood Renewal of Charleston.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Ben Heckman with Enhanced Revolutionary Wood Renewal, and that Enhance is spelled with capital NHANCE. So it's a little play on words, Enhance. All right. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Stephen Shell Living, located at 642 Coleman Boulevard in the Moultrie Plaza, right next to Wild Wing Cafe. And now we're talking with Brian Fletcher with Jilco Kitchen and Bath. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing great, Tim.
Good. Brian, take a moment and tell everybody about Jilco Kitchen and Bath.
Jilco is a company that has a showroom off Clements Ferry. We do design and install of all kitchen bath, and any areas that have countertops or cabinetry. It is open to builders, design professionals, and general public walk-in. We have about four or five working kitchens there, many other vignettes, and lots of selection room, and it's always in a state of renewing what the current trends are.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. How long has Jilco Kitchen and Bath been operating here in Charleston?
We have been in Charleston operating and had a showroom for 25 years as of last month.
Congratulations. That's a big milestone.
Yeah, it's great to have had that many successful years, and we've got lots of kitchens. We've got homeowners that we've done 3 and 4 kitchens for either second homes or just updating the same kitchens, you know, over this period of time. So it's really nice.
Interesting. Well, you know, 25 years, can you recall how many recessions you've been through in 25 years?
We had a few recessions, and it's really amazing to, we have our original job book, which was just a 3-ring binder of what we ordered from job 1 to job 12,500, which we are now. We don't do it in the book anymore, but it is interesting to go back in that book and see, you know, how infrequent those original orders were and what styles and colors they were. And it's been amazing. And of course, some of the trends, you know, recycle themselves. And so we're seeing them again.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a lot of ups and downs in 25 years. And, you know, people think it's easy, but it's not. It's you know, when back in like 2007, 2008, when things kind of went downhill all over the country, and, of course, in Charleston, too, I mean, You got to do what you got to do to keep the doors open.
Absolutely, and you have to try to differentiate yourself. We differentiate ourselves with a superior customer service. Every project is different. Every project is going to have challenges that you know going in, and maybe challenges that you have to solve on the fly. We're very good at that. So I'm just really proud of my people. We also offer a lot of innovative. Especially when we first started out in 91, we had a lot of interior accessories that we offered that was actually pretty new back then. And we've got jobs now where we'll have, you know, 20 interior accessories inside a cabinetry. Back in 1991, it was very little interior accessories. And we had a Euro-style cabinet, which was different for Charleston, and we had those interior accessories, which was really different. And that's what created our initial interest to the public.
You're taking me down memory lane, because I remember when in the early days of Charleston Home and Design magazine, and we're in our 17th year now, but early on I remember talking to you about some of the trends, and you told me that counter height vanities,
yes,
were starting to see more and more of those, and yep. Now counter height is, you know, it's everywhere.
Yep. Yeah, back when you guys were in a newspaper format.
That's right.
On newspaper. Yeah, counter height vanities or kitchen height vanities was kind of an option. You know, we would upsell it. You know, it didn't really cost anything more, but it was just a new idea at the time. So now that's a standard. And there's lots of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. You know, after the latest recession, and I don't mean to be harping on that, but you know, in 2008, went through some lean times here in the Charleston area, and then Jilco Kitchen and Bath did something that might be a little bit of a surprise. You completely renovated and updated your showroom, and it was a nice looking showroom to begin with lots of. Lots of cabinetry samples throughout to see, but you know, as the when we were still kind of just emerging from the recession, you folks invested all that money and time to completely redo the Jilco Kitchen and Bath showroom.
Absolutely, you know, it was tempting at times to kind of cut back on your showroom, but you got to have a nice place. The kitchen is a very expensive and an intimate area for every home. So we've always tried to have the nicest showroom and the nicest facility for people. And we put that in the budget as a real priority. 'Cause it's a huge decision, especially for like remodels. I mean, we've got customers that have been thinking of doing a kitchen for years, and they may even be talking to us for over a year until we do it. So it's very important to have a nice place where your customers can come and feel comfortable to see all the selections that they can have access to.
We'll talk about the process. A homeowner decides they want a new kitchen, but they're not exactly sure how to go about it. They're not sure if they want to move some walls or if they want to stay with the same footprint. Talk about what they'll experience as far as the process goes at Jilco Kitchen and Bath.
We try to make it pretty easy to initiate a process. We don't have a very intimidating type atmosphere, so people will come in just with a concept on a napkin, or they can come in with an architectural drawing, or if they just call us, we'll want to probably go to their house for the first meeting so that we can see the space, so that we can spatially work on the job, and then we work on it with color and finish. But we'll work with homeowners direct or with designers or with builders, send customers in. But the process, as it moves from initial concept to design and design refinement and then installation, is somewhat the same for everybody once we get the idea of what we needed to do in the home.
So the homeowner doesn't have to have the plan. They can just say, we want a new kitchen.
Right.
And Jilco Kitchen and Bath, you folks, through the process, you'll be asking them certain questions to find out what their needs are and what's on their wish list and so forth.
Yes. And with today's all the imagery of today's with websites like Houzz and just anything on the internet, you have a lot of images to work off of, and that really helps us too. And it didn't used to be like that 25 years ago, but now there's just such a huge, I'm just looking in this showroom we're at now, all these finishes that we have, it's incredible. So it helps to have a clip art book or some sort, a folder on your iPad that you really like. That helps us, get the concept. And the colors that people are wanting are very important now. We're doing mostly paints. We've got three or four more standard paints that we're coming out with this month. And when that's standard paint, we can ship it and have it to you in 3 weeks. So that's we've got three new colors that we've just come up with.
What are those new colors?
One is a new gray called Iron Ore. It's a darker gray. That'll complement the other two grays that we have below it, which is Creekstone and Willow. Mm-hmm. But Iron Ore is a new one coming out. We've also got one called Kentucky Haze, which is kind of like a country blue. And then we've got one called Naval, which is a navy blue. And with these three colors, you can also put about four different glaze effects on them and three different distress effects on them. So when you start to do the multiplication there of the possibilities, it's really a lot more than three colors. You've got 50 more different looks you can do. We've got a couple more door styles coming out as well.
Well, how can folks get more information about Jilco Kitchen and Bath?
They can give us a call at 843-849-6465 to schedule an appointment, or just come on in to 2300 Clements Ferry Road. That's where our showroom is.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking to Brian Fletcher with Jilco Kitchen and Bath. And congratulations to Jilco Kitchen and Bath on your 25th anniversary. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Stephen Shell Living, and now we're talking with Kimberly Tall with Aiden Fabrics. How are you doing, Kimberly?
Wonderful, thank you.
Good. Kimberly, take a moment and tell everybody about Aiden Fabrics.
Aiden Fabrics is a design center that not only sells fabrics for the home, also sells accessories and custom furniture.
Nice. So I would guess this time of year, Aiden Fabrics is pretty busy helping homeowners.
Very much so. Spring, with the spring cleaning and the change of the season, everybody's ready to do something new.
Mm-hmm. Where, how talk about the process. Someone is interested in buying some fabrics from Aiden Fabrics.
let's start with like where around the house someone would be utilizing these fabrics.
Most often people come in for window treatments or bedding. However, we also sell upholstery weight fabric.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do people come in for the indoor fabric side, we also have an outdoor fabric section with over 500 bolts of fabric for outdoor spaces. So right now during the spring, everyone's redoing their chaise lounges for their pool or their patio furniture or porch swings. So they come in for all different reasons, not just indoor, but outdoor as well.
Someone was interested in some custom bedding, for example. You mentioned window treatments. If they wanted to reupholster some furniture, that kind of thing.
That's correct.
And then also, like in the outdoors, you mentioned cushions and that kind of thing. And in fact, Jonathan helped us out at our house with some outdoor curtains to help block some wind in a windy area of the house.
Outside. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We do everything from indoor small projects like decorative pillows to complete rooms with new furniture being upholstered to drapery to valances, and then we go all the way outside as well.
Nice. Let's say a customer comes to Aiden Fabrics. They're looking to. They've got a small space that they're working with. How would Aiden Fabrics be able to help them?
Well, we basically are a one-stop shop. We can start from ground zero and build your room for you, indoor or outdoor. The first thing that we would look at with regards to a small space is the scale that we're dealing with. We want to make sure not to use oversized furniture in a small space because it will look stuffed and it will make the space look a lot smaller than it should. Second, we would talk about the function for the person. What does this space serve? What are you trying to make of the space? Have the person live in it for a little bit and then decide how to meet the needs functionally. One of the ways that we work in small spaces is to work vertically and use a lot of the wall space for both displays and storage so that they have more square footage in the traffic areas and the communal spaces.
Mm-hmm.
You can also use mirrors and a lot of lamps for that light and reflective aspect. You could use furniture that has dual purpose. An ottoman could serve as storage. It could also serve as a footstool. It could serve as another seat or even a coffee table. So using pieces that have multiple function is a really great way to decorate in a small space as well.
It sounds like someone is going to get a lot more value by shopping at Aiden Fabrics versus, you know, you're not just selling them fabrics off the bolt and letting them go on their way. You're really holding their hand and assisting in providing some valuable design advice.
Yes, design concepts as well. He has five or six of us interior designers that work there for him. And like I said, we start from ground zero, and we're happy to help somebody make their vision come to fruition.
Mm-hmm. Do you do house calls? Is there an extra charge for these kinds of services?
We do. We do design consultation. It's by the hour. It's also based on the expertise that's needed.
Mm-hmm.
But we do house calls, yes. We also can work in the store. We have all different vendors available. So people could get anything from outdoor furniture pieces to accessories to wall covering. Like I said, I mean, even plantation shutters.
Mm-hmm.
We have access to pretty much everything you need to decorate your house inside and out.
Right. And that extra design advice you're getting is really going to help avoid, wasting money on something, a purchase that maybe doesn't quite fit for the home.
Yes, I do believe that working with an expert in any field will help you make the best decision, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Right. You mentioned the outdoor fabrics, and previously I had interviewed Jonathan Flannery with the owner of Aiden Fabrics about using the outdoor fabrics on the inside of the house. Talk about that a little bit.
Outdoor fabrics have come a long way in the last few years. A lot of them do look more formal and do offer some texture and an indoor feel. It's somewhat hard to tell at times if it is indeed an outdoor fabric versus an indoor fabric. Most often you can tell by the content.
Mm-hmm. The content?
What the material is.
Okay.
Correct. A lot of man-made material, polyesters, acrylics, they're used for outdoor fabrics. But the way that they're weaving them now and some of the really trendy prints that they're putting on them makes them look more formal and makes them look like they're indoor fabrics.
Hmm.
And people are using them for indoor fabrics because they're pretty much bulletproof.
Right.
Very durable for children or pets or a lot of wear and tear in use.
I guess my first question with that would be, what's the comfort level? Are you going to sacrifice comfort? Are these outdoor fabrics going to be stiff and crunchy and just not comfortable to sit on? And I understand why you would want outdoor fabrics on the inside if you have kids and pets and want to, you know, don't want them to destroy your valuable furnishings. But are you sacrificing the comfort?
No, not necessarily. There are some that are still made that way, and those can be great for the lounge chair by the pool or to replace the fabric on an outdoor umbrella. But there are others that are close to feeling like chenille or velour or velvet and have really soft texture to them. So there are a variety available.
And then what happens if your kid spills milk on the sofa or something?
A lot of them you can just wipe clean with water. But worst case scenario, my rule of thumb is just to use a little bit of Dawn to break down the grease or the oil that might be in the stain, and it'll lift right out.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan.
Right, right. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about Aiden Fabrics. How do you folks choose the fabrics that you have in stock, and how many bolts in general does Aiden Fabrics carry at any one time?
We have over 500 bolts of the outdoor fabric, and indoor fabric, I'd say we have about 6 or 7 times that.
Mm.
The way we choose our fabrics is he asks us designers to meet with the vendors,
mm-hmm.
and we literally meet with, I'd say, 4 or 5, sometimes even more vendors per month. And we choose dozens of fabrics in each sitting.
Mm-hmm.
What's nice about that is we all work together to choose a story. So the colorways all go together, and we coordinate on the rack by color and pattern. So, like I said, it's kind of nice to be able to use your creative aspect with your team to choose these fabrics, which we know are going to sell because we know what the customers are looking for, and then building a story that displays really nicely on a rack.
Hmm. Well, Jonathan Smart to listen to his staff like that, because you folks, I'm sure you ladies all have your finger on the pulse about what customers are interested in.
That's exactly right.
Well, good. Well, how can folks get more information about Aiden Fabrics?
Well, we do have a website. It's www.aidenfabrics.com. And we also have a Facebook page. And I would encourage people to look at that. We have a blog there, and we have our promotions listed there. They can always just come to the store. It's located in Mount Pleasant at 1136 Hungry Neck. And then our phone number is 216-0008.
Are there some special promotions that Aiden Fabrics has going on the month of May?
There are. We have 20% off all accessories indoor and outdoor month of May.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. And they can get information about these specials at the Facebook page for Aiden Fabrics?
That's correct, and the website.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we have been talking with Kimberly Tall with Aiden Fabrics. Thanks so much, Kimberly. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Holly Wells with Elegant Hardwood Floors. How you doing, Holly?
I'm wonderful. Yourself, Tim?
Good. Holly, take a moment and tell everybody about Elegant Hardwood Floors.
We're a custom wood flooring company. We specialize in custom homes, custom colors, custom processes, some of the more advanced techniques that you can use to get the bleached and whitewashed gray effects that everybody's looking for in today's wood flooring. We've been in business here in the Charleston area for about 10 years. We are locally owned by a native who's been here born and raised in the Charleston area. We are a direct hire company. Every employee is an employee. We don't sub any of our work. Allows us complete control of quality and customer service at every level.
That's great. What are so Elegant Hardwood Floors, you folks can install brand new wood flooring for folks?
We do. We install all wood surfaces, including bamboo and exotics. We can do engineered laminate wood look, ceramic wood look products, as well as your traditional 3/4-inch hardwoods and ochre, heart pine. We can source antique heart pine for some of the historic renovations here in the area. Up through your exotics and your heavy-duty hard surface woods, including Kumaru and Australian cypress.
Hmm. Talk about some of the more popular types of wood flooring that you're finding customers of Elegant Hardwood Floors asking for these days.
In the last few years, we've seen a big transition to the wider plank, longer length formats, the 5 and 7 inch woods, which in the Charleston area are a little bit bigger challenge. The wider plank floor is more susceptible to humidity and climate. So there's some definite nuances that go with installing it for a lifetime product and a lifetime surface, where somebody won't have to have their floor resanded in 3 years because it's buckled or cupped. But we're definitely seeing the large, wide 5 and 7s. White oak a lot, as it does lean itself towards some of the fancier processes. Of course, heart pine is your tradition here in Charleston in the antique versions.
What is, you mentioned the white oak. Is that just when it's unfinished, you're saying that it can be, you can all use different types of finishes to get different colors and stains and so forth?
Correct. Oak is a generic, is like saying a dog. There are species or breeds, shall we say, within the oak family of trees. Red oak being what has traditionally always been used in wood floors. About 25 years ago, there was a transition to doing more white oak. Certain species of oak have what's referred to as tannins, which is a chemical in the wood itself. And with technology and chemistry, there's more finishes available that aren't your traditional stain and oil finish that actually chemically react to the tannins that are in the wood, but you have to use a white oak base so that you have those tannins available for the reaction to occur.
And what are tannins again?
It's a chemical that's actually in the wood.
Okay.
You can think of it as a hormone in the human body.
Okay.
For an analogy for you.
And they react differently?
There's finishes that have been tailored in the last 10, 15 years with the advances in technology to react to the tannins for coloration as opposed to a traditional stain.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the fuming processes that give you the whitewash or the gray looks are a reactive process where the liquid being applied actually reacts with the wood itself.
What do the whitewash and you mentioned the gray looks?
Correct.
People is that like a paint that you're putting down for people's floors?
It's an actual stain, or in the case of a white oak, some of the reactive surfaces. It can also be achieved using a penetrating oil product that is not an actual stain. The penetrating oils are a big push we're seeing right now in the marketplace because you can re-coat the floor without having to sand it down the road to create a new luster and fresh look in 5 years. That obviously completely dust-free and at a much lower cost to the homeowner or the business.
Let's say you're talking to a customer that has existing wood floors. They're a little bit worn. How can Elegant Hardwood Floors help rejuvenate those floors?
There's a couple of options out there. If it's been, under 10 years since the floor was done and there's not a huge amount of actual damage to the wood itself, we can actually come in and do an intensive cleaning process that will remove any buildup, any cleaning agents that have been used on the floor, any grease and oils that have accumulated. By doing that, it'll allow us to come in, do a very light buff to the surface, and then recoat the floor without a minimal invasion to the homeowner. We can do that process in a single day, completely dust-free.
Hmm.
The alternative would be excuse me, to do what's referred to as a dustless sanding process, which the industry standard on dustless, it's a minimal dust process. And we would actually come and sand the floor. At that point, we would be able to stain it if somebody wanted a color change to their floor and apply a finish in the more traditional method.
What's involved with if you've got existing floors and having those redone, does the homeowner have to move all of the furniture themselves, or are they going to have to live with a lot of chemical smells and so forth?
It is an lifestyle invasive action to have your floors redone. There's no good way to say that. Most of our homeowners nowadays are renting a pod and having all of their large items packed into a pod. We can provide for the labor for that, but most customers find it more schedule-friendly to have just a regular two-men-in-a-truck-type labor company come in and pack those belongings into the home for them. It minimizes our actually time on the job if we're not having to provide the labor to move the furnishings so that homeowners can resume their normal life as quickly as possible. And then it's usually, depending on the size of the home, 2 to 3 days worth of sanding. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of homeowners that will stay in the home during those days and just be out during the day. Then once we start applying your liquid processes, people usually take a little short weekend vacation or enjoy a night downtown and be out of the home for a night, maybe two, while the surface is actually being allowed to dry.
And curing, making that the surface nice and hard to
correct,
walk on.
Correct, exactly. One of the things you had asked for was chemical smells. With the chemical engineering that's gone on in the last 15 or 20 years, there's a lot of VOC-free products on the market, if that's a real concern for a homeowner.
What is VOC?
That is and I couldn't actually tell you what the acronym stands for, but essentially it's a measurement of the chemical fumes that any chemical agent gives off. And so when you get into a minimal or a VOC-free product, it means you're going to have very, very limited vapors or evaporative nature. Usually, I think the qualifications to be VOC-free, all vapors have to leave the area in under an hour, I believe is what the standard is, but don't hold me to that.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So there's kind of two sides of the business with Elegant Hardwood Floors. If somebody has existing floors and is looking to have them refinished, Elegant Hardwood Floors can help with that. And then if they're looking to install brand new wood floors, Elegant Hardwood Floors can help with that as well?
We can. We absolutely do. We do a lot of brand new custom home installations. We also can do demolition of old floors and replacements if necessary.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about mostly inside the house. Are there any services that Elegant Hardwood Floors offers outside the home?
We do offer exterior services for your exotic wood decks. Here in Charleston, we see a lot of Ipe or Garapa decks. Some people don't feel that the pine is as hardy, particularly right along the coast, and the pine doesn't hold up in the salt air environment as well. Ipe and Garapa are great decking products. They are very hard, very dense, so as a result, they require some maintenance and some special treatment over time to avoid the weathered look that comes with them. And we do offer some penetrating oil products. We have a cleaning process that will actually allow us to refinish a deck without having to sand at all. Speeds up the process quite a bit. It allows us to do a deck without being weather dependent. We don't have to rely on having a week's worth of dry air to sand during and things of that nature.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Elegant Hardwood Floors?
You can call our office at 843-723-8172, or you can find us online at hardwoodflooringcharleston.com.
Okay, and do you folks have a showroom or anything like that?
As a custom company, if you call the office, we'll set up an appointment, get a feel for what you're looking for. We will actually bring samples and products out to the home so you can look at them in the lighting they're intended for. We do have a small showroom that's open by appointment.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Holly Wells with Elegant Hardwood Floors. Thank you so much, Holly.
Me and you, the things we'll do, a set of home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought